This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been playing excerpts of Rand Paul's super historic, just amazing, light in a dark room speech. And I was thinking about Admiral Poindexter wrote a article, or he was heavily quoted in the article. It was titled Total Information Awareness Network, New York Times, and it was in 2002. And this is when I thought everybody was scared and would do whatever the system said. And it just says everything you do is tracked, everything you do is recorded. We're going to watch everything you do. It's going to be an Internet of Things. Everything will be tracked by smart meters. This is the new America under the Total Information Awareness Network. There it is. Total Information Awareness by Jeffrey Rosen. And it breaks it all down. I mean, Rand Paul ought to just get up and read that on the Senate floor, where they quote him saying all this. In fact, will you print me that article? I'm going to read some of it. We're going to cover the Second Amendment with a guest coming up in the next segment. And then we'll get into China's fearless to fight with U.S. state media, a bunch of economic news, teachers threatened with fines for violating Michelle O's school lunch rules. Because in a free society, you're supposed to have everything your kids eat federalized and have the First Lady lecturing you. But let's go back to Rand Paul's historic speech.
This is what we fought the revolution over. Are we going to so blithely give up our freedom? Are we going to so blithely go along and just say, take it? Well, I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't think the American people are going to take it anymore. 80% of those under 40 say we've gone too far. That this whole collection of all of our records all the time is too much. The court has said, how can records be relevant to an investigation that hasn't started? The court has said that even under these lower standards, even under these standards of saying that it would be relevant, that all of the stuff they are collecting is precisely irrelevant. Now people say, well, they're not looking at it. They're not listening to it. It's the tip of the iceberg what we're talking about here. And realize that they were dishonest about the program until we caught them. They kept saying over and over again, we're not doing this. We're not collecting your records. And they were. The head of the intelligence agency lied to the American people, and he still works here. We should be upset. We should be marching in the streets and saying, he's got to go. We can't allow this. We can't allow the rule of law to be so trod upon that we live in an arbitrary governmental world where they collect anything they want, anytime they want.
They may kill him.
This is the tip of the iceberg. They're collecting records through executive order. They're collecting records through Section 702.
Now do you know why I love Rand Paul?
People say, how will we protect ourselves without these programs? What about using the Constitution? What about using judicial warrants? The Sanarif boy, the Boston bomber, they say, how will we look at his phone records? Get a warrant. Put his name on it. You can get a warrant. There's no reason in the world. The guy had already bombed us. You think anybody was going to turn down a warrant? We should have gotten a warrant before. Get warrants on people we have suspicion on. The Simpson guy that was shot in Garland, he'd already been arrested. We had suspicion. Let's hire 1,000 more FBI agents. Let's hire people to do the investigation and quit wasting time on innocent American people.
Man, this is good.
Let's be very clear while we're here. President Obama set this program up. The President Obama who once was against the Patriot Act, the President Obama who once said, You know what? We should have judges write warrants. The President Obama, who once believed in the Fourth Amendment, is the president.
We'll cover the attack on the Second Amendment straight ahead and more with Senator Rand Paul.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Codria broke the story that Kit Daniels reported on for Infowars.com. Gun control group deceives public by hiring paid actors for hidden camera experiment. We're going to play the audio and video of this coming up in a moment. Anti-gun group also reportedly ignored gun laws in filming fake video in New York City. But before we go to that, we were already scheduled this gentleman last week, but it fits into what's currently happening. The reports are up on Infowars.com from The Hill. Administration preps new gun regulations. The headline should be, Administration prepares to move ahead to restrict guns outside of law by executive power grab. Just like they've done on so many other issues. Borders, power plants, military, it's ruled by executive fiat. And the Justice Department says they're going to move forward. Well, we went through what those proposals basically are. The story's up on Infowars.com. Obama announces draconian unconstitutional gun regs by executive fiat. Justice Department wants to ban more Americans from owning guns. It goes after gun shows. It goes after private transfers. that goes after veterans and others where they just claim you're mentally ill with no evidence and suddenly raid you or make you turn your guns in or you can't buy guns. They're making noises with more AR-15 type bans, 5.56 restrictions on ammo. Everything we just saw a few months ago where they brought forward the new proposal rule, not law, and then had to back off under pressure, but they're back. This is what they do. We'll go over more of these sections, but the story is on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. David is a longtime gun rights activist and grassroots leader. He's been writing professionally on the subject of the right to keep and bear arms since 1999 for Guns and Ammo, Handguns, and Gun magazines. He's a panelist selected by the New York Times blog to discuss the Virginia Tech shootings. Again, David Kodria joins us. We see the brainwashing where they come out and say there's more gun crime than there's ever been when we know it's down. Well, Professor Lott was here about a month ago. He said it's down 61%. But we crunched the Justice Department numbers, which we know they got caught last year trying to make it look worse than it was under White House orders, unprecedented. But still, that's 51% drop in crime using guns since 1992. And those numbers are public. Even the LA Times had to admit gun crime's down, but perception is it's up. And that's because of the brainwashing in Hollywood and movies and TV and in the culture from people basically following the orders of the Attorney General, who said just brainwash the public to not like guns. But look at what happened with the terrorist attack up in Garland. Folks had guns, they were taken out. Look at what the head of Interpol called for last year. He said it's time to start arming people like they do in some areas of the U.S. so we don't have mall shootings. The answer to bad people with guns is good people with guns. But I'm not going to go over all the tried and true known facts. The bigger issue here is a whole new assault is coming, extra legislatively, extra judicially, directly from the gun grabbers themselves. And they're now, admittedly, when we had Mr. Lott on, Professor Lott, Dr. Lott a few, three or four weeks ago, is they're coming out with fake statistics now. Just like they got caught with fake statistics on how positive gay marriage is and how wonderful it is and how wonderful those relationships are and how people, once they're exposed to it, love it. I'm not even here even bashing gays. It's not even on my radar screen. The point is it came out last week. It was fake studies at major universities. So from fake studies to fake crime statistics to now fake videos, which you could tell they're actors. I mean, they think the public is so dumb. David's here to break it down for us. David, thank you for coming on the broadcast today.
Well, Alex, thanks very much for having me on. It's great to have your crew reach out to me like this, because this is an important story, because everything that the anti-gunners do is based on a lie. You know, you mentioned Dr. Lott, and they're trying to now take his studies, which prove that guns in the hands of private citizens deter crime, and they're trying to say, oh, well, you know, that's not true. They're trying to take the studies out of people like Gary Kleck, who talks about the number of defensive gun uses per year, and say, oh, that's not true. So all they ever present is the cost of so-called gun violence, which is overwhelmingly done by criminals who, if you take a look at their existing laws, are not allowed to have guns anyway, and we see how well that works. All of these things are aimed at us peaceable American gun owners. It's no surprise to see this administration is trying to do things through executive order. It's also no surprise to see this being spearheaded by the Justice Department. And it's no surprise to see that the Republican establishment has been so silent on this, right up through to and including the Loretta Lynch confirmation as Attorney General. I mean, who is surprised that she is not a continuation of Eric Holder and that she is a creature of the Obama White House?
DavidKodria.com is your website where folks can link through and see all the amazing articles that you write for multiple magazines and publications. Kodria, C-O-D-R-E-A, DavidKodria.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. If you just joined us, he also writes for Examiner.com. David, if gun owners are awake, we know they're coming after our guns, we know they're predatory, we know it's about totalitarianism. Finally, people are getting hardcore. It's why we're beginning to gain some ground, but the empire is striking back. How do you expect this to play out when they come in with all these new executive actions outside of law to restrict the Second Amendment? Will it be like California, where it's kind of a cold war against gun owners, or could Obama go offensive out in the open with some really draconian moves?
Well, I expect to see him test the limits using executive actions. And then, of course, what that unfortunately does is that creates a victim in the system. And then we're entered into the legal system where things are long and drawn out. And then you get an activist judge to say, oh, no, this is fine. This is okay. And I think what we're seeing is a new paradigm, not among Americans, because civil disobedience is a long and time-honored tradition among Americans. But on gun owners, we've kind of been conditioned that, you know what, we have these lobbying groups, and if something goes wrong, what we do is we write a form email that tracks to our representative or our senator, which does, of course, absolutely no good if your senators are Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. Okay, so we're seeing a new paradigm among gun owners that is basically illustrated by the I Will Not Comply movement that we see exemplified in Washington State and now recently over the weekend in Oregon State that had an I Will Not Comply rally to protest their basically new law that says that it's illegal for you to transfer your property to someone else.
And just last year, we gave the first speech since the Alamo was basically destroyed in 1836. State Land Commissioner basically came in and said, no, we're going to have a Second Amendment rally there. Undoubtedly, that's what the folks died for there, was the right to keep and bear arms, when Santa Ana said, turn your guns in. And about 1,500 people showed up of every race, color, and creed to give a speech there violating the city law saying no open carry of handguns or rifles. And we violated it right in front of the police because it violated state law and it violated the Constitution. And this is what it's all about. So we do see the rise of the activist gun owner. That's got to be scaring the anti-gunners.
Well, it no doubt scares the anti-gunners. I think that it also causes a degree of discomfort among the establishment gun lobby organizations that heretofore have basically been able to control the narrative and to count on their lobbying efforts and their public relations effort to tell the gun owner side of the story. And that's fine and good. I don't knock that. I believe in that. I've been doing that for decades. But what I also believe is that there comes a time when you have no other recourse, and now the rubber meets the road, and you have to say, I'm either going to obey this edict or I'm going to defy and resist this edict. And no one can make that decision for you except yourself.
Well, the establishment, I think, has taken our restraint as a sign of weakness, when instead we've been preparing, making political inroads, warning people, setting up political defenses. But I think now they've gone from being arrogant to really starting to realize we're not backing down, we're not going away. They may have dumbed down half the population, but still there is a giant group of Americans, a cross-section, that is growing, that is not going to submit.
Yeah, I've seen people who had their lives destroyed. Case in point, Wayne Fincher out of Arkansas, who constructed his own machine gun, had perfectly constitutional justification for doing it. It was not something that was entered into interstate commerce to give any kind of pretext to get a tax imposed on this thing. And he was sentenced to 6.5 years. The judge actually denied the reading of the Constitution in his trial. And the poor man was so harassed by the end of things that when his wife died while he was in prison, the authorities would not let him out on a controlled release to attend her funeral. This is, you got to take it down to the human level. I mean, not just to tell anecdotes, but to let people understand this isn't just something that you read about in the news. This has effects on real people. This has effects, you who are watching this, on your freedom.
Well, that's another point I was going to ask you when we come back from break. They seem to persecute veterans, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, people with no criminal records, people that are salt of the earth, with vitriolic pleasure. How do they get people at the ATF and other agencies? Because I've had them come up to me at the gun show and get in my face when I'm just there, you know, giving a speech. The ATF, Why do they hate us so much? Why do they hate good people so much? I mean, how did they get? Who are these people? Because you've been, you know, fighting for, you know, decades. I want to get your take on who we're up against, what their mentality is, because it's good to know the enemy. And it's good to come right out with the fact that these people are the enemies of the Constitution.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? David Kodria, writer for Guns and Ammo, Handguns, Guns, you name it, joins us, davidkodria.com. We'll list about 40 after. Then I'm going to get into geopolitical and economic news I haven't hit yet and some more of Rand Paul and his historic speech yesterday. But worldwide, there are corporate robber baron interests on record. They don't even deny this anymore. that are taking over whole countries. And the first thing they want when they take a country over is to disarm the public. This is not brain surgery or rocket science. And people can say, yeah, well, Hitler, you know, he didn't take the guns with new laws. He already had laws on the books. Yeah, he used already existing laws. The point is, this will always be used to oppress. And people finally get this. They understand this point. And then I see the feds that are involved in their war against the Second Amendment, and they just, from what I've seen, hate the guts of the American people. That doesn't mean a group of federal marshals I run into protecting a vice president are bad guys. They're listeners, guys I ran into. Or doesn't mean all the FBI guys, you know, hate patriots. In fact, most cops in national studies are pro-Second Amendment. It's like 98%. So there's kind of a paradox here where you've got special political kind of commissar units of the federal government that really are usurping this country. And I guess to do that job, they've got to decide we're the bad guys. But how do they get their mind around that, David?
That's tough to actually come up with a definitive answer on. All you can really do, Alex, is go based on experience. You know, I'm from the generation, I suspect you are too, that we were raised thinking that Ephraim Zimbalist on the FBI or Peter Graves with his impossible mission force were not a threat to civil liberties. They were out there protecting us. We couldn't conceive of Malloy and Reed on Adam 12 coming in on a no-knock raid and shooting our poodle. And you have all kinds. You know, we had within the ATF, we had some whistleblowers come forward. These guys were raised thinking that they were doing a service, that they were protecting. They're different in a way. They didn't really, study things like the Federalist Papers and the thoughts of the founders. But there are another group altogether that seem to take a sadistic pleasure in the power. If I could segue for a second, in a past career, I was responsible for getting permits from several major cities in Southern California. And just the level of power trip that you would meet in city clerk offices.
So that's it. Exactly. It's the power trip you see in private sector, in government. It's people on power trips.
Yeah. And unfortunately, when you get people on power trips with authority and with weaponry calling the shots, you get essentially the new brown shirts that are more than happy to enforce the new intolerable acts. And for those people who say, well, you know, this is America. We have the right to free speech. We have the right to vote. It can never happen here. I bet you somebody in Weimar Republic would have said, you know, this could never happen here. We're the most civilized country in Europe.
I think you hit on something there. I think we've got to the point where people finally understand it can happen here and it is happening here. Have we hit that wake-up moment? And then how do these two forces, the immovable object, the unstoppable force, what happens when they collide?
I believe that we're almost at a stalemate. I pray sometimes that the people who want to oppress us aren't stupid enough to pull the trigger. I fear sometimes that they are. And if and when they are, I think that they're going to be surprised that there is going to be a critical mass. Doesn't have to be everyone. My friend Mike Vanderbilt estimates that something like 3% of the colonists took up arms against the British. And if we had numbers like that, it would just be vastly outnumbering. And again, we're not talking about coming out in Wellington Squares to meet Napoleon on, you know, on the field of battle or anything like that. We're basically talking about what I alluded to earlier. Everyone has to make the decision for himself. I am either going to obey and capitulate and surrender, or I am going to defy and, if necessary, resist. Unfortunately, that kind of leaves us on our own. Unfortunately, if you try to organize, that lends itself to agents provocateur and infiltrators and people trying to get the low-hanging fruit to do dumb things so that they can then further justify against the public and, of course, you know, wild headlines to scare the sheep into thinking that, well, we got to do something.
Sure, but I mean, look, 3% started the Revolutionary War, 5% won it. That's historically admitted by a lot of professors that have done the analysis, as you said. I think if it does kick off physically, which we're trying to avert, I think we're going to be surprised. It's going to be like 10% of the gun owners are going to end up standing up. And there's 170 million gun owners, 150 million gun owners. I mean, we're talking about 15, 17 million people And if the globalists couldn't take Baghdad, I mean, you know, for all their bravado and all their arrogance, they're going to be deep in you-know-what.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. I want my republic back because it's the best system the world's ever created, that humans have ever developed. What we're seeing today is just rule of gangs, rule of combines, rule of special interest. These billionaires all have bodyguards. Michael Moore's got 6 bodyguards armed. It's been in the news when they get arrested with guns in illegal areas like airports. And he has the nerve to get up on MSNBC and say, quote, gun owners are racist people in the country scared of blacks. That's all they've got, is to invoke race instead of going, let's look at where we have gun control. Chicago, D.C., New York, highest crime rates. Liberal democratic areas disarming black people and then letting crime run rampant. And, of course, the first gun laws were against black people in this country. It is such a bankrupt. I mean, I played the Fox News clip, Fox Sports clip. I played ESPN clips. I remember the talking point last year that the NRA is the new Klan. The NRA was founded to fight the Klan. They inverse everything. I've been at gun rallies and had people walk up and go, "You're just a big fat racist." I'm talking about white yuppies, and I really am sick of them. They have no intellectual acumen. They have no historical understanding. All they have is arrogance of their totalitarian cult. They are not liberals. It's liberal to keep more of your money. It's liberal to have your own property. It's liberal to raise your kids as you see fit. It's liberal to be able to associate with who you want. It's liberal to not be spied on. It's liberal to be able to have guns to protect yourself. It's liberal to be able to travel where you want. It's liberal to read and have knowledge and to have more freedom, not less. That's liberal, not totalitarian. But you have these mental midgets. In fact, I played a clip yesterday. I'm tempted to play it again. My son went out to see if we could duplicate what happened in New York in Times Square, where no one knew what the TPP was, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Austinites were just as dumb. They didn't know what planet they were on. But they could talk about racism. You're not a conspiracy theorist, are you? You're not racist, are you? That's all they could say. It's amazing. When you have knowledge, that's all they say is conspiracy theory. And then it makes them feel superior because they know a magic $5 word. We're going to go back to our guest here in a moment to finish up with the attack on the Second Amendment and where it's going and talk about this article that Kit Daniels wrote about that our guest broke. Gun control group deceives public by hiring paid actors. I want to talk about that for hidden camera experiment. But before we do that, we have Made in America section of ball caps, belt buckles, long sleeve shirts, short sleeve shirts, women's cut shirts with gold foil, Molon Labe, available at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. Then we have a section of even less expensive T-shirts that are not made in the U.S., but it's your decision. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have this hat that I believe is the best-looking ball cap I've ever seen. Made in America, super high quality. It simply says 1776. It has a little Gadsden flag, rattlesnake on the side, and says made in 1776 on the back. And I wear this hat out. I wear the black T-shirt that goes along with it that you can get. And people invariably, and it is expensive because it's made in America and it's high quality. It's expensive, you know, compared to other hats that are made in China. And people come up to me and they say, "What's 1776 mean?" It's non-threatening, but it's a great conversational piece. Now, separately, I had the idea when PacSun got criticized and banned an upside-down American flag, and I'm sure they probably did mean it as a disrespectful thing. That's a big leftist thing to hate the American flag and try to ban it or burn it. We come up with a shirt that says Save America with an upside-down flag with a U.S. flag code under it, and then on the back it says, "Our republic is in distress. Ask me why." Infowars.com. Ask anybody that flies flags upside down at their house or on their truck. It will cause conversations. Well, this is a great shirt to get people asking questions. And it says, "Ask me why." And the shirt is a bestseller. Appreciate you for your support. That's how we fund this operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll take it to our supplement section. And shifting gears into that briefly, it's very important for folks to understand that when you get into nutraceuticals and you get into trying to get the very highest quality, it is very time-consuming, very hard to do. I mean, it's easy just to put crud out. It's hard to put quality out. And we have high-quality Survival Shield original iodine, the good halogen for your thyroid, other glands, done amazing things. You've heard the right reviews. Then we found about a year and a half ago a source of deep earth pure crystals that isn't based in seaweed or other ocean botanicals, that is even more pure and even stronger. Well, we're running out of our current manufactured supply of that, and with a reproduction, we're going to be basically out of it. So if you want to stockpile this, you've seen us run out of some products for 4 or 5 months. That could easily happen with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. So stock up and support the broadcast today, InfoWarsLife.com. David, again, a writer for Guns and Ammo magazine, handguns, you name it. He's also, his reports have been in the New York Times, Associated Press, etc. He was named Gun Rights Defender of the Month by the Citizens Committee on the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and Journalist of the Year by the Second Amendment Foundation. I want to kind of give you the floor for the last 10 minutes, and anytime you want it, you can call for the video. We can play it or just roll the video behind you. But I wanted you to have some time to get into some other Second Amendment subjects that we haven't covered.
Well, first of all, about the video, I think it's important that we clear up that everybody knew that the actors were actors in this video. I don't think it surprised anyone except the so-called progressives. And you're absolutely right. They use racism as the new scarlet letter, the R instead of the A, to try to make us afraid to speak out because then they'll call us bad names. They call themselves progressives. What they are is the exact opposite of that, which is why I say every day for them is opposite day. But what I did with this report was I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Mayor's Office of Film and Entertainment in the city of New York, and I proved that they were actors. I mean, we all suspected it because they walk into this gun store, this fake gun store, which we knew was fake. We knew that the guy behind the counter at the gun store was fake. He's an actor. He's done voice work for, oh, gosh, one of the video games. I think it's Grand Theft Auto 5 or something like that, which was actually so violent that they banned it in Australia from the Kmarts and stores like that there. But we knew this was a fake setup there. I see the guy right there. And we knew that these were fake guns as well because in New York, you can't even go into a gun store and handle the gun unless you first apply for a permit. And then, of course, you see these guys that are breaking Jeff Cooper, Colonel Cooper, the gunner's guru's rule against putting your finger on the trigger. Every one of them invariably is basically doing unsafe gun handling practices because you always treat all guns as if they're loaded and you never stick your finger on the trigger until you're ready to actually fire a shot and you have the gun properly aimed, you know your target, and you know what's behind it. Not just basic common gun sense, which the other side, of course, says and claims for their own. And, of course, with progressives, every day is opposite day. By proving that these were actors, this puts to the lie the sham that they were doing a social experiment with hidden cameras to debunk gun myths. No, they weren't. They had actors. I know from the permits that they brought in 45 crew members. I know from the permits that they brought in 5 trucks. What I don't know from the permits, though, was all those hundreds of replica firearms that they brought in. And when I asked the mayor's office about that, their response on the floor was, oh, well, the NYPD was there, and they were making sure that these weren't real guns, and so no permits were needed. Well, you know, there are entire standards, first of all, in New York and in New York City, against imitation firearms that tightly control those. There are standards within the film industry that they have to comply with. And so the fact that I did not get any permitting information or any documentation on the city, the NYPD saying that these guns were okay also raises the question of, well, then they weren't accounted for either. You have no idea what they were. You have no idea how many there were. You have no idea how they were transported. Nobody signed in for them in receiving. Nobody signed in for them to send them back so that we
sure.
Could
let me just briefly interrupt you. David Kudrya is our guest, DavidKudrya.com. It's about the culture of deception. Obviously, anybody that's a gun owner and knows any basic facts could tell this was a fraud. Guns don't say on them, I killed a little boy or I killed an old lady. But for the progressives that are so ignorant, they thought it was real. This thing's designed. It shows in the video the hidden cameras being put in. They attempted to run this fraud thinking the general public is as dumb as they are. And I find it so apropos, so poignant, so fitting, so perfect that you've got a guy involved in an indiscriminate, ultra-violence, you know, video game where they rape women and shoot people and run folks over with violent video games connected directly to psychotic breaks with Prozac heads killing people, and then they have the nerve to try to restrict us. It's just over the top. Sorry.
Yeah, no, and it's part and parcel. But the other people that have fooled Alex, and this is what's really disturbing, is it fooled the media elites who were reporting on this as if it were real. I'm writing an article right now. As a matter of fact, my deadline is later this afternoon for Guns Magazine. I am a field editor. I do their Rights Watch column for them every month. And basically, I'm analyzing Adweek, which is like the number two trade publication in the advertising industry. And the guy who wrote the article on that was under the assumption that the guns were real, that the people were real. They actually had their minds changed by these powerfully persuasive arguments of the anti-gunners. And on top of that, he's basically saying, yes, these were actually the guns that were used in the crimes. Like you're going to have Adam Lanza's Bushmaster, okay, and you're going to be having that in a retail store for retail prices to first-time gun buyers, and it's not going to be, like, impounded right now in some evidence.
Sir, I think you're giving them too much of a benefit of the doubt here. The media just needs an excuse to run hoaxes. I think they probably know it's all fake. This is what they do. There's a new level of lying is what I'm saying. They seem to have tripled down.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with that. It just seems amazing, though. I run into not only the outright deception, but I run into ignorance all the time, too. You know, where somebody, you know, a cop gets involved in a shooting and uses his Glock, and the reporter refers to it as his service revolver. So, I mean, there is a tremendous amount of ignorance. And, of course, we see Bloomberg has set up with, what's the school of journalism? Columbia School of Journalism, I believe, where he's bringing journalists in with a bunch of anti-gun panelists to teach them how to report on gun news. And it's just ridiculous. So we have the idiots that are the authorized journalists, but we also have the people that you referred to, and I call them fourth estate, fifth columnists.
Amazing. And so where is this going now? I mean, is the media going to keep reporting it like it's real?
Well, in this particular story, I think everybody's going to kind of go silent. You can go to the ceasefire, the States United Facebook page and Twitter account and things like that. They're not going to admit this. They know they've been caught. You're not going to see the media report on this. You're not going to see a retraction. You're not going to see the Huffington Post come back and say, well, what if they did break the law? Big deal. They were doing it for a greater good. You know, it's the David Gregory holding up the 30-round magazine where you or I would be facing a world of hurt. Well, you know, he's doing it for a good cause. Therefore, we can just give him a pass.
Well, sure. But, I mean, to have Bloomberg out, quote, teaching journalism students how to report on gun news, how transparent is that? And as you said, as Dr. Lotz said, they're gearing up for a major offensive with disinformation. I think their last attempted gun grab backfired on them because it was so blatant. What do you think this new attack's going to be? And what's the latest on Bloomberg trying to finance local races around the country?
Well, Bloomberg should be no surprise to people. I was reporting a couple of years ago how he was busily going through all of the various states and registering the incorporations through all the states to set up exactly the types of efforts that he's doing right now. All we can really rely on, ultimately, is that we tell the truth. Now, there's obviously a real disparity between the reach of a guy like me and the reach of somebody who's got a show on NBC or CBS or CNN or even MSNBC or the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times. All that is just a given. It's the battle space, if you will, the intellectual or ideological battle space that we have to deal with. But we continue to tell the truth. We continue to reach a critical mass, and that critical mass continues to educate themselves and continues to be force multipliers. Spread the word. Because, again, when we don't have the same reach, we rely on basically patriotic people, not just to be consumers of information,
sure,
but to be force multipliers and to help propagate it so that this information gets out there. And ultimately, we rely on a critical mass who are going to say, these are not gun laws. These are intolerable acts. We will defy. Ultimately, we will resist. And I'm like you. I'm not a revolutionary. I was just assuming, you know, go out on the porch, you know, have a nice Maduro cigar and a couple fingers of the good stuff in the evening, and maybe watch, Sons of Anarchy on Netflix or something like
that. But these are radicals enslaving us, so as men and as humans, we have an instinct to say no to it. And I think they've really miscalculated because the awakening is accelerating, but they are coming. And I, as you said, David, I pray every day they're not stupid enough to try to start a hot war with American gun owners, because they hate the military, they hate police, they hate the general public. They think we're all just going to kill each other, and that's not the way this is going to go. And they'll find out, like the Nazis and the communists and everybody else, that we're going to end up basically tracking them down. We're going to have our own Nuremberg trials, and they're going to end up being brought to justice. They're not going to get away with this.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to start anything with anyone. I simply want to live my life and be left in peace to live my life in freedom and enjoying the blessings of liberty, which were supposed to be secured to us and our posterity by the preamble of the Constitution and the laws and the powers that it authorizes.
Absolutely. David Kodria, I want to have you back up in the near future. Thank you for your defense of the Second Amendment that protects all the rest. God bless you.
Thanks.
We'll be back, folks, with more news. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Anthony Cumia of the popular Opie and Anthony show is going to be joining us for about 45 minutes in the next hour, maybe the whole hour, take some phone calls. He wants to get into the state of the media landscape, which I want to talk about. That's why I asked him on last week, with the report of hundreds of newspapers going under, thousands preparing to go under, broadcast media in trouble. We're also going to get into Bilderberg that's coming up and the state of the police in the community. We've got a lot of police news because it's come out that the police killed about 400 people in the line of duty last year. And I really want to flesh this out because when the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN and MSNBC, a group of media operations, a constellation that fundamentally want to destroy this country and fundamentally want tyranny and fundamentally want to take over for foreign banks, who support the screw job of Obamacare, who support open borders, who support taking our guns, who support abortion, and then they sit up there on their high horse and say the police are horrible and the police need to be federalized and the police are the problem. You'd have to be an idiot not to know it's a setup. And there's nothing I dislike more than third world police or cops that are on power trips and act like thugs. The problem is that's not what's really happening on average, and it's a very evil distortion, and there is a plan to cause a civil war in this country. When they come after the guns, and we need to short-circuit the whole stinking thing, and the police need to do it as well. Just bashing the police is designed to make them go into gang mentality and circle the wagons and then close ranks, and then the feds are going to come in as their saviors. All this George Soros stuff is designed to do is to drive the police into the arms of the feds. And just can't we be smart enough to see through it? Can't we be smart enough to derail it? Can't we understand the enemy operation? So I'm going to talk about how to reform the police as well. And I don't really know Anthony's views on this. He's a pretty smart guy when he's not, you know, making sex jokes or whatever, which I'm not judging. Fine. That's what you're into. Knock yourselves out. It's just an interesting show to go on. I like going on it sometimes and thought, why not return the favor, come on my show. So he's going to be joining us. I think he's been on this show before. I don't know. It all blurs together when you do this every day. Government wipes recent vaccine inquiry data. Injury data from website, big news on Infowars.com, because it keeps coming out, people being damaged and having to pay off the people that were brain damaged and the vaccines killing people. And so now that data had been published on the Fed's own website. Now they pulled it. That's on Infowars.com. China's official state-run media repeated what they said last week and said they're fearless and ready to take the fight to the U.S. Vietnam says that they've got intel that large artillery is being placed on the man-made sandcastles, as the Pentagon calls them, in the South China Sea. And that's what this is really about. There's oil and gas out there. Vietnam, 3 years ago, claimed it. China's already had combat with ships and on their border with Vietnam the last year. In fact, Vietnam's basically at war with China right now. And it wouldn't be the first time. They've had a whole bunch of wars with China. That's why it was stupid to try to invade Vietnam, folks. Because, I mean, they just have been fighting for a couple thousand years, anybody tries to take them over. And but I digress on that subject. This is all about getting that oil and gas. And quite frankly, those islands have never belonged to China. In fact, most of those islands didn't exist before. They're making them. And so it is a very provocative move by China. What is our government doing? Arming China with every weapon system you can imagine under the sun. Third hour coming up. Spread the word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.